Hi, everyone. Welcome to the 18 Summer Show. We are your hosts, Jim
and Jamie Shields. We're here to help you bring family back.
In the last decade, we've helped thousands of families create the family life that you have always wanted.
We give you simple solutions on how you can ignite your family life and succeed in both business and at home.
And please remember, time is of the essence. You only have 18 summers to truly connect with your children.
So let us help you make the most of it.
18 Summers Tribe. I'm excited about today because on the line with us today and in the interview is my good friend Shannon Waller. Now, Shannon and I have known each other for about a decade. And just to give kind of her, first of all, we're very good friends. Our families have hung out. We've been at retreats together, shared a lot of meals together in both the US and Canada. But I feel it's real important for her to be today because you know I'm all about getting kids the lessons for the practical affairs of life. And what I've learned through Shannon, through Strategic Coach, has been absolutely priceless for my own business, but also that alternative education route that I've taken with my own children. So Shannon, thank you for being here, my friend. It's great to see you.
I am so stoked to be here, Jim. This is awesome. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to give just a couple of the bigger things. Again, you've been working with Strategic Coach since 1991, which I've been a member of for a bunch of years. It's an incredible program for entrepreneurial training, one of my favorites that I've ever taken. You're a speaker, you're an author, you wrote the book, this Team Success Handbook that I have read. You're also co-author of Unique Ability, and you're Colby certified, which we're going to talk a little about today. And Colby has been a huge way for people to unleash their talents, which you helped me do with my own family. Anything that I'm leaving out, or I know I could go on and on.
No, the other thing is, happily married, my husband's name is Bruce, and my two girls are Madison and Charlotte, and Madison's 20 and Charlotte is 17. And they both had the benefit of going through board meetings, which I'm very excited.
Yes. I am a big fan of the whole family. I've gotten to spend long weekends with both the girls and Bruce, and you guys have been great friends. And I love how you and I started sharing different things back and forth to support each other, not only in business, but in family. I love to see the crossovers. And we always stay in touch, send each other messages probably every other week, but deep conversations with this. I'm going to tell you something on here that I haven't even announced, and you had a lot to do with it. So going into COVID day three, I just had an epiphany that I was going to look at this with open eyes and opportunity. And using Unique Ability, I have nearly tripled my real estate investment business in the last 7 months. Nearly tripled. So
high five.
I don't talk about that a lot on 18 Summers, but as you know, entrepreneur and my real estate business has been so important. It really was plugging into the Unique Ability without apology, with full just commitment, that I was able to stay where I knew I needed to stay, go deeper into it. And literally, we've almost tripled the business, which has been extremely exciting because in 2008, I almost lost my business in real estate investing. You know, I came that close to bankruptcy. And this, I thought maybe we're going to the same thing. I didn't understand Unique Ability back in 2008. I understand it really well now, thanks to you and your sister, Julia. I can't tell you, Shannon, like literally that, and we'll talk about Colby too, staying within my zone has been huge. So do you want to explain, because you'll explain it better than me, about what is Unique Ability? And because a lot of our families out there are entrepreneurs, but how does it cross over for both parents and for children?
It's really interesting. And Julia would love to weigh in on this conversation too at some point because she's so passionate about kids and she was a teacher,
yes.
grade three. Everyone can understand the really core essential definition. I'll describe it a couple different ways. So number one, it's those sets of activities. It's your drive. It's what you do that you're excellent at. Now, this isn't just your ego talking. Other people think that you're really good. But not only do you have superior skill, you also have passion. You love it. Your eyes light up when you talk about it. You get totally jazzed. I mean, you can feel the energy coming off of someone. That's the third component. So superior skill. And again, not just your ego talking, but other people validate you for that. You just love doing it. It gives you energy and your eyes light up. As I said, there's this passion for you. And then the other one is that you can always find room to get better. And it's interesting because if you think about those activities where you're kind of okay or adequate, theoretically, you know you can get better, but you know you don't have what it takes to actually put in the extra time, the extra effort, talk to those people. You're like, not so much. And so that sense of never-ending improvement is actually sometimes why people don't actually acknowledge that it is in fact unique ability. Yeah. But it's only those things that you're super, that you really, really care about, that you're going to take that extra step or go that extra mile or, you know, have that extra conversation or do that deeper dive. It's fueled by that passion. It's fueled by that energy. So that's unique ability, which is an incredible thing. And I have to say, I'm so grateful to Strategic Coach because I was able to raise my kids knowing about unique ability and about Colby. And we'll connect those dots in a moment. So unique ability is absolutely critical. But another aspect that Dan Sullivan started talking about with unique ability recently is that it's also how you're a hero to other people. So it's how you show up. So you have this passion, you know, you're a hero to others. So you can do things in a way, often faster, often easier, with bigger, better results, often less, with cheaper, you know, which is pretty magical, especially these days. But it's not that hard for you. Yeah. You can just do it very naturally. And because we do it naturally, we take it for granted, but it has this multiplier impact. Now, that's when you're in your unique ability. When you step out into what we call excellent, competent, or even incompetent, none of those things are true, especially when you try to create value doing something you're bad at. It doesn't work very well. I know, because I've tried. And so, you know, when we can really, you talked about, you know, I think you said staying on your side of the line or something to that effect. When you really learn what your unique ability kind of superpower is and you just hone in on it and you surround yourself with other people who are unique in areas that you're not, then incredible things are possible. Just like tripling in a relatively short period of time. That's amazing.
I love what you and Dan taught me and say, yeah, you can work on your weaknesses and you have strong weaknesses. What if I just really went deep and people said, I do a lot of speaking like you, and you know, you and I have spoken together and I took more speaking lessons and worked harder on my speaking. People said, well, you already have done a lot. I said, yeah, but that's where I can accelerate. That's where I can actually be, you know, really in the zone. So I'm going to keep working on those things instead of things that I know that I should just be delegating. And that one thing, Shannon, has been huge.
Well, and I think that that point deserves some reinforcement. And, you know, especially when people talk about school system, you know, do we all have to know how to read and write? Yes. Okay. There are some core things, you know, no argument with that. But after a certain point, you want to get adequate. You want to get okay. And actually Gallup StrengthsFinder talks about this in their books. So I highly recommend those Gallup Strengths 2.0. My favorite one is Strengths-Based Leadership, if you want that one. But what they talk about is once you're done getting up to minimum standard for the core things that you need to, and by the way, if you don't need to, don't worry about it. Jeez, to quote my friend Kathy, go back to focus on your strengths. That's where you're really going to win. That's where you're going to excel. I want to also highlight, Jim, the level of self-awareness that you demonstrated in that conversation, I want for everybody. I want people to know really, really clear what you're really great at and also really clear what you're not. You know, we can be very confident in the areas where we need to be, because really it's how you're going to make a contribution.
Yeah.
This is how I can create value for you. Here's how I won't or can't. You know, I'm just not put together that way. And so we can be very humble about those things that we were not put on the planet to do, however you like to framework you have for that. So that I want everyone to have much greater level of self-awareness, because then that creates that trust. I can do this for you. I'm not going to do that for you. Okay, you know you. Why should I not believe you? And guilt is such a waste of emotion. My mom taught me that early on. I was allowed to swear more easily than I could say the word should. Should was a four-letter word in my house.
See, that's it. That's it. So and that guilt is real. And, you know, I know you've worked with lots of families, and so have we, saying that can literally extinguish the unique ability. If we're constantly saying, yeah, yeah, you're getting good at this, but what about this? That's not what teamwork is. That's not, you know, and if we are able to get into our place, you're allowing someone else to get into their place. Yes. And that has been so important to me, is letting go of the guilt, letting go of the shame of an ADD, not great student. I'm not good at details. There was a lot of guilt and shame around that. But you know what? Had I had those things for what I'm in the zone for now, it'd be holding us back. It would never be brought to ignition. It would never be quick-started, which we're going to talk about in a minute. I could stay on unique ability, but I wanted to bring this. What would you say the number one stepping stone is for parents to start to recognize kids' unique abilities?
It really helps to be able to put some language, to put some common terms around it. otherwise it's trying to like describe yourself from the inside. It's really hard. It's like you're looking at your skin from the other side. It's like, we don't have an opportunity, thank goodness. Or if you do, it hurts. So having instruments, having tools, having profiles, we find extraordinarily helpful. Mm-hmm. So our number one for this is called Colby. It's K-O-L-B-E, not Colby the cheese.
Yes.
Based on Kathy Colby, both with a K. And it's an incredibly accurate instrument. I'm going to say this multiple times. It is not a test because you cannot fail. There is no wrong answer in Colby. It simply tells you incredibly accurate. It's the only validated instrument that measures this, by the way. It also does not measure personality. It measures how you strive, how you problem solve, how you take action. And I highly recommend that you do this for your kids, but please also do it for yourself, because if you're doing your kids and you don't know how you're striving, you're missing the point. Colby is really useful. It's great to know your own profile, but how it mixes with other people. You talked about teamwork.
Game changer. Well, you and a mutual friend of ours, Kelly, took the time to explain it for our family. And, you know, tying in, again, to give you a compliment again, I remember you saying, do you understand the way you're wired? Alternative education is in your zone. This is what you're going to be good at. And so that gave me more confidence. And sure enough, and into our entire top level mantra is, our job for our kids is to support their gifts and talents and prepare them for the practical affairs of life. Well, the best way I know is to take know thyself assessments. We were always taught, for you and I in school, to learn about the general and his birthday and this date of this thing that you can't remember, but we couldn't learn about ourselves. And when you think about that, that's incredible. So the Colby, that is one of the core ones that got me to know myself. And then when we took our sons through it, remember you explained it, to watch them, the satisfaction of them being like, ah, yeah, that is me. Like, I do that. And again, it's not putting you in a box. It's helping you understand yourself. So it's igniting you. It's taking you out of a box. It's giving you, you know, confidence and letting certain guilts go. So that has been huge for our family, to take it as a family.
I cannot recommend Colby highly enough. Well, I started using it when I first started coaching team programs. Well, coming up with the idea, it gave me the confidence to coach, because I was coaching people with very different, what Colby calls MOs, modus operandi, very different modes of operation than mine. And so I had to know what I was speaking into, and I will not coach anyone one-on-one without knowing their Colby. Because one person I would say, you know what, read a script. The other person I was like, last thing in the world you should do, please do use bullet points, you know, in terms of how to take action. And another just mental framework to be able to understand where Colby fits in. Because if you've done a bunch of profiles, and certainly, and the guidance counselor has probably had your child do some, there are three parts of the mind. So this will help you understand where Colby fits.
Yes, please.
There's the intellect, the cognitive, that's IQ test, that's, you know, all of the tests you get to do to go into different university programs, the whole deal. By the way, on that note, I have to share a little something with you, Jim. I know you'll love. We had an expression in one of our programs at Coach that A's work for C's.
I love that.
So people with an A grade end up working for the people with a C grade, because people with C grade, like, they could have done it, but they're busy starting something new.
It's so true.
And then a friend of mine who's, as we were joking, is wicked smart. He took a picture, showed me a picture, sorry about that, of a license plate that said, it had like the super expensive Ferrari, and it said 2.7 GPA.
Love it. Love it. He beat me. He did better than me, too.
There you go. So it's like, you know, whatever $100,000 car that is. So that was kind of fun. So that's the intellect. That's what most people are real familiar with. If you've done any personality inventories, including which Disney princess are you on Facebook, that's personality. Not terribly valid, just in case you're listening. I personally like the Avenger one better. That's kind of fun.
Yeah, me too.
And so what superhero are you, or what have you? And that's really kind of interesting. And I'm a big fan, love StrengthsFinder, love DISC. There's a whole, I'm certified in a few of them. I find that very helpful. But Colby measures something different. This is your will. So you've got the cognitive and the affective, to use the psychometric term, but then you've got what's called conative. This is how you take action. This is volition and this is will. And for a long time, people didn't know how to measure it. Kathy Colby's father was Dr. Wunderlich. Wunderlich profile is another one of the intelligence ones. So she was raised in a psychometric household, if you think about it that way. But at some point she goes, Dad, there's something else. You know, high intelligence doesn't guarantee success. He goes, essentially, apparently the story goes, he said, I've done my work, now it's your turn. And so she did. And so she figured out there's another part of the mind, and she tested it, and she stripped out anything that would correlate at all with personality or with intelligence. And what you're left with is how you strive. So that's what Colby is. It's incredibly accurate, so it measures what it's supposed to, and it's reliable over time. In fact, it has the highest reliability of any psychometric profile out there. And that's in a 20-year study. For those of you that are what's called fact finders, you can be certain that this is an accurate and valid resource to use for yourself and for your kids.
Which it helps measure that exact thing too, on fact finding, on your initiation, on your follow through, on your building skills. Going back to guilt, because family has a lot of guilt around. Let's face it, we're so good at this, we're not good at this. When you took our things, and I'll just go over one thing. So a lot of entrepreneurs are what's known as quick start, right? I won't go too much in the terms. And I'm encouraging after this, we're going to encourage everyone to take Colby, because I've talked about in other interviews what it's done for our family relationship. But when we did our thing, Shannon, every single one of us in the family was quick start. So that means we're creative, we take initiative, there's lots of good qualities, but normally your detail skills are not as high, normally. It depends. For us, we weren't, with the exception of my wife. So I just showed there was stuff we had to have in the details to do that and know that we were going to all work in this way. And that was huge for us to understand that. And I remember, well, look, you're all this, so you might get a little frustrated on this and like that. And there was just such a relaxation at the kitchen table talking about that night, like, oh, yeah, that's how it works. So, but all of us are quick start. The entire family is quick start.
Now, Jamie, if I remember, is a mediator. Isn't she in the middle?
She's very close. So I am 3483, right. And Jamie is 5474. But I think she took it twice, and she was 5574. So there was two different ones, and we were actually looking back, because there was one that she was right on the line on. So, and yeah, you helped with the mediator. And then my one son, Alden, who you know, he's a very high quick start, but also his last number is an 8. I remember you saying to me, Jim, get him good equipment. I know this makes no sense to you, and you're not allowed to maintain equipment because you'll ruin it. Get him good equipment, nice pencils, nice this one. You know, he's wants to be a charter fisherman, have his own charter fishing business. And I always thought, okay, to support my kids and not spoil them, help with the right stuff. And sure enough, where I'd have the rods broken and, you know, in the corner, he's got his stuff nice and this, and he takes care and repairs it. And just the tie-ins, I'm just trying to give examples of things we've done now for our family for over 5 years that are examples of using it in the everyday life.
And it's interesting with Colby, and we tend to talk about long and short rather than high and low, because everyone thinks low is bad. And they want to be high in everything. It's like, I don't actually know that human, nor do I actually want to. The profile doesn't let you do that. So even if your shorter numbers are how you prevent problems. Well, preventing problems is really good, yeah. Right? And then there's how you respond, and then there's how you initiate solutions. So all of us have this incredible mix when you get back your Colby profile, which is the numbers that we're rhyming off. But you know, for Alden, with if he's an 8 in implementer, or initiating 7 or 8, he's super hands-on. He interprets the world that way. He was probably the kid that went into a store and like touched everything, you know, and you're like, but he's actually the one that would be careful with it and wouldn't break it.
Yeah, so true. And he knows how to fix it too. He'll say, oh, let me just figure out this and da-da-da on a boat motor or whatever. And it's like, how the heck did you do that?
It's incredible instinct for the physical and for safety too. You know, protect is one of the adjectives to describe someone who initiates an implementer. And I'm a 5. So just to share my crazy wacko hobby, everyone's kind of like a COVID hobby, which is when we're recording this. And so I picked up a battery operated, not gas, chainsaw. I call it extreme gardening.
I love it. And that's helping you how?
Oh my gosh, I love it. There was just a recent death in my family. So I call it chainsaw therapy now. It was a very emotional week. And so getting into the physical, and by the way, you can't really focus on anything else when you're holding a chainsaw.
True.
Bad things go.
Better not, you better not try either.
No. But I'm like, and by the way, I have a pole saw too. It's awesome. So I go around to our property and my friend's property, and I just take care of stuff, and I trim things up, and I make them look better and fun. But it's a perfect, in my case, quick start implementer hobby. Alden would love it. You should come nowhere near my chainsaw.
No, I'm not touching it. We know that'd be danger. That'd be danger. So
I actually managed to change the chain on my pole saw by myself. very proud of myself for that. What happens is that's a change from baking, which used to be my hobby, but I've changed my eating, so baking's not as appealing anymore. I'm sitting in front of Zoom for most part for my 9-to-5 work, but going out and finding another way to express my talents and my creativity and to create value using my talents is really, really powerful. So you end up with an interesting human at the end of it, but it works. And you know, you supporting Alden that way was huge. And I've watched your story, particularly on Facebook, of how you coached him, and you're so, you know, your quick starts will support one another, and you'll tell them how to sell and how to coach and how to get the results he's after. But he's going to do it through a physical expression of something. Whereas for someone else, that might be a hobby, but no way would they ever earn a living doing it. And so you have coached him to be more himself. And Kathy Colby's definition of success is the freedom to be yourself.
And so many kids don't get that gift.
First of all, though, it's interesting, and I like your take on this. I think in order to give our kids that freedom, we have to give ourselves that freedom first.
Very much so.
If you don't feel the freedom to be yourself, you're going to put your kid in the same box. So you kind of have to, at least mentally, it's a mindset first. You know, am I free to be myself? Can I express myself the way that I want to? And the way that, you know, I don't even want to. It's kind of like you're compelled to, you need to. Like, if you need all the facts, if you're the planner. And this is what's really fun in a family. You know, if you're lucky, my family, not so much. You've got someone who's a good planner. My daughter Maddie has gotten me over out of 2 horrible, potentially horrible travel disasters, like not getting on the plane to Africa.
I remember that, yeah.
Not getting on the plane to Australia. Those are not optional things, right? So she rescued both those trips because her short fact finder mother did not do a great job. So she's my planner. You know, I lucked out. All of us are quick start as well. So, you know, we kind of vibe that way. Some of us are handy. My daughter is a 7, you know, an implementer, just like Alden. So, you know, she's my hands-on kid and loves dance. So, but then I get to play to their strengths. Do they still need to get other stuff done? Yes, you have to understand. But Charlotte, I taught business math rather than the other kind of math.
Yeah.
So, because it was practical and real and tangible, it'll make complete sense to her, and she aced it. Whereas if I put super theoretical stuff, it doesn't really have much meaning.
It doesn't have the same meaning. And this is where you can talk for hours, and people right now are going, oh, this sounds so hard. It's really not, because there were things that you said to me years ago when we did this that I stuck with me, and then we translated to the family. So I think me and the boys were all either, I was actually on the higher on follow through. I was a 4. I think the boys were 3s. Yes. And you said, look, you'll be able to do some, but you'll burn out by lunch. And that one saying, so you know what we made as a rule, Shannon, is like with the alternative schooling and being home now, because everyone was home after the pandemic. Look, we're not going to sleep in. You're going to get up and you're going to do your schoolwork first thing. Because we know by the afternoon, we say, oh, let's do it in the morning, that by the afternoon, it's going to be 50 times harder. So literally, again, that one, these little rules that I got out of it of saying, oh, you're going to burn out by lunch if you have to do too much follow-through work. Let's do the follow-through in the morning, guys, before you burn out by lunchtime. And these little connection points have made all the difference. So you don't have to be a Colby expert like you. I am a novice for sure. But the little things that you showed, I dug deep onto and held onto. And now, as you said, what's cool, we're talking more than 5 years now. It's probably 7 years now. It's starting to form them. Like, my son is without apology going into his own career. We support it. Anytime he says, when he would say, well, what do you want me to do? I said, don't worry about what I want. It's what you want that matters. Like, you don't want to put that on me because I'll answer it wrong. Only you can answer that. And I would have never said that without Colby, ever, ever.
Yeah. And teaching kids that there's a part of them that they can really trust. They can trust their instincts.
Yes.
Right now, will they fall and make mistakes? Yep. And you're going to have to let them, you know, and you can feed them information. I mean, none of us get by just on our instincts. There has to be, these are striving instincts. They only kick in if you care.
Yeah.
We have all sorts of instincts in our being to help us survive as human beings, but we don't, like, striving instincts are only if you care enough to strive, and we don't care to strive about some things and not others. If you're a fact finder, if you're passionate about cars and not passionate about biology, you're going to know a lot about cars and nothing about biology, right? So it depends how you want to allocate your talents. But to your point, when you understand really how to manage your own mental energy, like where you're a 4 and follow through, I'm a 2. I do it for the shortest period of time at the very end. Like my follow through, it kicks in about 10 minutes before the podcast started.
You know? Which is okay, because you were ready and this is going great.
Yeah. And it also means that, you know, like I know my quick start can go for days, right? Like I got nine, I'm a nine or 10. My husband's a 10. You know, I look more conservative than he does. It's pretty funny. you understand the value of hanging out with people like you because it feels so great. But then you also can really appreciate complementary talents, both at work and at home, because you're like, oh my gosh, I'm tapped out on FactFinder, but we need some more research before this is going to come together. Who do I know? So you start asking, you know, who not?
Start to leverage. You start to leverage where you identify and say, I'm low on follow through.
Rather than beating yourself up and feeling guilty that you should, because that's what you've been taught. You should be able to do this. And it's just a matter of mental, you're smart. It's not. We have a finite amount of mental energy for different types of activities. And that's what Colby really helps you drill down on. And it's accurate to plus or minus one. So there's a smidge of wiggle room, but not that much. And you could start to lean on it. And you start to go, oh, this is true. This plays out. That confidence where you can give it for yourself and for your kids means that they're set. They have something to trust about themselves their entire life. That's powerful.
Well, trusting yourself is just, you know what I mean? That's priceless. So, and I don't want to cheat anything, but we were talking before this, and Colby is something that I'm going to recommend to everyone. Everyone says what's one of the most important know thyself experiences. Colby, you explaining it to us has been huge. And especially since the boys had hung out with you, surfed with you, you know what I mean? It was like, okay, we'll listen. And it opened everything up. But I think the proof is there to do this. So I'd love to ask this question for the finale of our interview. And I kind of just gave away a little bit of what you and I were talking about. 75-year-old self. We've started to ask this question in all of our ending interviews. You know, people are going, geez, I don't know what this looks like. And so we say, well, let's look way ahead to, you know, you're set, older, wiser. There's weird things with the pandemic, losses, business changes. You know, what advice do you think your 75-year-old self would give to you, to give to your kids, to your grandkids? You know, what do you think that advice would be?
As soon as you ask the question, what comes to mind for me is stick to your guns, which to my mind means I'm a pretty determined human being. Ask my family. They'll tell you that's true. But I think for a while I kind of got off that path. And I think I really listened to what a lot of other voices said in terms of how I should do something, way I should be, whatever. And I've had to come back to that. I think I was a very determined early teenager. And then something happened, or probably a bunch of things, who knows, you know, becoming a later teenager. And I think I got off that path a little bit. And it's been kind of finding my way back, but with intelligence, with learning, with reflection, with thought, with mental constructs, all the things that help us understand what our own experience. And to stick to your guns even more. Because when I do that, life works. I'm happy. I'm surrounded with people that love me and whom I love, and they're real. So that's the other thing for me. And this took me, I think I got a little snowed. I was a very, very, very gullible kid. I was that kid that other people make fun of because I'm like, really? They tell me a tall tale, and I'd be like, oh, you know, and then they're like, no. I'm like, oh.
Oh.
Oh, it's terrible. So now my you know what meter is pretty tuned.
The BS.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So
there
I think, yeah, there you go. So for me, it's, you know, just really paying attention to what's real and what's true and reflect in my own experience and stick to that and don't mess around. Because when I do, I don't know, some universe flows in my direction. If I go against that, I'm floundering. I'm like out of the jet stream somehow. That would be my advice. And that's only 20 years from now for me. So
which you wouldn't know because you look phenomenal. So, and we've had lots of good conversations on nutrition and thanks to you and me, you and Bruce having dinner. I've told Jamie, get sourdough. You got to get the fresh sourdough because I haven't read the book yet, but Shannon, there's my quick start. Shannon told me and Bruce said, it's the sourdough. Go with the fresh sourdough. So you think I don't listen to all this, content. But yeah. How many years ago was that? It was, you told me about sourdough bread and I've been.
It's also delicious. If people are kind of interested in doing Colby, do you mind if I just give?
And by the way, please do. I was going to say, where do people find you? Where do they find Colby more? Because it's done so much for me. So please share.
Well, love it. And by the way, there's zero, you know, financial affiliation. I love Colby. I'm certified for 25 years. So, but you know, I'm not getting anything if someone goes and does their Colby. I just, hopefully it'll make your life better. Anyone can go to Colby.com, Colby.com. Now, if there's two different ways you can do it, you can do just the kind of the personal If you also want to get your whole family to do it, though, you could set up what they call a business account, which means that you buy codes and you allocate them, and then you can see everyone together. Otherwise, it's kind of like a one-off deal. So create your own little mini free database within their gigantic million-person database. So go to Colby.com. You want to, if you're over 17, do the Colby A profile. That's, think of A for adult. And then they have, Kathy has come up with kind of a newer profile called the Student Aptitude Quiz, which is available.
I haven't done that.
No? Well, you're not a student, so that's
probably. Well, the kids, I meant.
True. And I looked at the prices. It's like $17. It's like nothing.
No brainer.
No, it's amazing. And so in the kind, it has a little bit of the affective, what are you interested in, along with your strengths and talents, gives you a great, concise report, very much in that kind of language. So very, very relevant. So highly recommend the Student Aptitude Quiz. And then she also has this awesome thing for careers, because I remember, gosh, graduating from school 2022, and I'm like, what do I do with the rest of my life, and how can I possibly earn a living?
Right.
Because it's 9 quick starts. The career paths for fact finder follow throughs are pretty clear. Career paths for 9 quick starts, initiating quick starts, not so much. Depending on how your profile plays out, they have a whole bunch of recommended professions and kind of your suitability for all of those things. And that's called OpGig, OpGig. But anyway, also reasonable, $25 when I saw today on the website. So it's a phenomenal resource. And that's for every age group. So not just, you know, working adults. So Student Aptitude Quiz for kids, 11 to 17. OpGig for career advice. You might want to check out your own career, everybody.
Yeah, seriously.
And then the Colby A profile, all these are available to you at Colby.com. So go check them out. They're super useful. There's also uniqueability.com website if you want to check out more uniqueability resources. That's also under the umbrella of strategiccoach.com. So if you're interested in some of the cool, sweet ideas to help yourself really have the intellectual, emotional, and psychological frameworks around how to be a successful entrepreneur, that's what Strategic Coach is all about. So lots of resources there too.
That and stickability. I love stickability, things that stick around and continue to help, not just a one-hit wonder. And Strategic Coach Reviews, our conversations are huge. I mean, just to be able to say, and people go, wait, what's that? Maybe that'll be the next episode. So, you know, I haven't been taking my free days. Okay, this is my focus days where I'm going to say, this is when I'm going to talk to clients. That don't. So just little things like focus buffer, free days that I've learned from Coach. So I'm going to give a little plug to Coach. It's a game changer. And now I even have something to hold myself to that gives me more enjoyment and more results. So how can you argue with that? So it's been great. I want to thank you for Colby. Obviously, we've been clients of each other, which is really cool. I love your whole family. Thank you for teaching us, Colby, all those years ago, because the results don't lie. And you see these things unfolding. We took a very alternative path, but that really helped our kids get to know themselves, follow their own path, and us be able to better support it. So that, to me, that's priceless. So I just want to say thank you for that.
You're very welcome. And you're very coachable too. And you know, look what happened when you trusted your own instincts, right? Yeah. Both in terms of 18 summers, publishing your book, you know?
Ooh, this young lady, by the way, is the one who said, if you don't publish this book, I'm going to kill you. Those are your exact words. I'm going to kill you. People are like, why'd you write this book? I'm like, my friend Shannon Waller said, this is crazy. This is not in a book. I will kill you if you don't do it. So, and I did it. I didn't want you to kill me. So, but thank you.
With love. I would have killed you with love, but still.
Yeah. It was.
Yeah. But you followed your instincts and you trusted them. And it takes a lot. I think these days with so much external input, it takes a lot to figure out your own personal wherewithal, which is another word that Colby uses actually. And so when you have your own wherewithal, Colby helps give yourself and your kids that. And that is incredibly precious right now. And I think even more important than it's ever been, because sometimes the world can support you, but also you might need a bit of an immune system against certain parts of it. News comes to mind. And if you don't know who you are, if you don't know how to strive, if you don't know your own strengths or talents, that's really challenging. So I think there's pretty much nothing more important than you can do to help yourself and your kids learn who they are. You know, what are their gifts? What are their talents? What are their strengths? How can they best create value? And go do that.
Yeah.
Because that's what the world needs more of, frankly. Yeah. And that's probably who you want to have as kids too. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jim. This is, you know me. I love talking about this stuff. And I'm actually, so you befriended me at that first speech. So I cannot thank you enough for that. Because I was standing back in the corner kind of feeling kind of shy. And you came up to me and said, hi, I'm Jim.
You had a nice smile, and we knew we were supposed to be friends for a long time. So it just happened.
I'm super grateful to you for that, too, and for everything you've created and the opportunities for my family. Man, I'm very lucky to have you as a friend. Thank you.
Ditto. We'll continue the conversation. This is the first, not the last, with our group. Thank you for taking your time. Thank you for being here. And thank you for sharing just your expertise, because it will make a difference for a lot of families.
My pleasure. Thanks so much, Jim.
Take care. Thanks, Shannon.
All right. Bye-bye.